Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 28th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm recording from Orlando, Florida. What a privilege it has been this past week to be on mission with 79 of the people from Mountain Brook Baptist. As we enter into today's reading, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to read God's Word with you every day. It is such a privilege. Today's passage is Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. You'll see the theme that we've been thinking about over the last few weeks in Deuteronomy of obedience in this passage. And also, there is a warning against intermarriage. Now, we need to take a nuanced approach to this because it's not just saying, hey, you shouldn't marry someone of a different ethnicity. Rather, it is about covenant faithfulness. And the nations around the Israelites did not follow the one true God. Rather, they followed the Baal of Peor. And we remember from previous episodes in the Torah that the people of Israel went after the women of these nations, and then they were lured into worshiping the Baals. So this is a protector for the people of Israel. And one of the important aspects of the people of Israel going off to Egypt is that they were all together in a community where they could be fruitful and multiply and not intermarry and not be distracted from their relationship with the one true God. And so as they're going into the promised land, God is telling them, this is going to be a distraction for you. This is going to be something that will trip you up. And so don't do it. This is where we are in Deuteronomy 7, starting in verse 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you, and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally. Make no treaty with them, and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons and take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. And the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do to them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down the Asherah poles, and burn their idols in the fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all of the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than the other peoples, for you are the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. In this passage, we're reminded of the covenant that God chose Israel to be the people that he was going to set his love on, not because they were the biggest or the strongest, but in return for his love, he wanted them to love him back and not be pulled away by the other nations around the world and the idols that would lead them astray from following Him. What is it in our lives that leads us astray from following the Lord? Take a moment just to ask the Lord to help you to see the areas in your life where you are prone to distraction and to be led astray. Oh Lord, help us to stay the path of covenant faithfulness. Help us to see the beauty of obeying You, seeking You, and following Your decrees and commands. Now let us turn over to the Proverbs. Today we're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defiles all sound judgment. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it an unscalable wall. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Are the Proverbs not so convicting? Man, they really convict me. Today, this one: a fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Verse 10 is an encouragement to me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. Let's take just a few minutes to meditate on the different names of God as they are described in English. So El Shaddai is a Hebrew term for the all-sufficient one. Our God is all-sufficient. He is the God Most High, El Elyon. He is Jehovah Rapha, the healer. And He is El Roy, the God who sees. Will you pray with me? Father, I love in Your names in the Old Testament how we see Your character. And just want to remind us of who You are. You are all sufficient. You are the God Most High. You are our provider, our creator, our healer, our shepherd, the Lord of hosts, our righteousness, and the one who sanctifies. Lord, help us today to cling to You, our mighty Savior. Thank You for Your word today, reminding us to stay the path of obedience. May Your name be our strong tower today. Lord, for those who have no peace, remind them that they can find their peace in You. For all of us, remind us that You are our shepherd and You lead us in paths of righteousness. We need to see Your power on display around us. Remind us that You are the everlasting God who provides. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.